Regina Ajaya is a former chief of staff under Governor Christie, president of Garden State Initiative. Regina, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, always.
Oh, thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to be with you.
Well, how are you? All good? All good? Everything okay? Ready for
good.
The 4th
Getting
of July
ready for
4th weekend?
Of July.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Independence Day. Well, let's talk about the New Jersey State Legislature. They passed a $50.6 billion budget that now awaits Phil Murphy's approval. This is a disappointment. I can't imagine how this money is being wasted under this administration. Regina, break it down for us if you'd be so kind to do that, please.
You know, Joe, from both a process and a content perspective, it just demonstrated an incredible level of hubris on the part of both the legislature and the governor's going to sign it today. And, you know, it's as you say, $50.6 billion, which is 46% higher than when he took office 5 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know who anybody's income that's gone up like that. And, you know, it's just, as you say, a huge disappointment. And they did it in the dark of night, which is also, you know, incredible. So from a process perspective, right, they introduced it and passed it in 48 hours, and the Republican members didn't get a chance to even read the bill before it went to committee and then passed through to the legislature for approval, as you say, yesterday. So, you know, this is like Washington, D.C., honestly. It's like Washington, D.C., come to New Jersey. You remember when Nancy Pelosi, when they were passing Obamacare, said we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened in New Jersey.
But it always happens with and listen, nothing mean against Governor Murphy. I rather like him. He's a gentleman, but politically we couldn't be more opposite. So I don't want to say it in a mean way, but he takes this is what drives me mad. Regina, they take the broad stroke of what I call regressive socialism. It's a progressive attitude. It's that almost Marxist socialist attitude, and they apply it to New York. They apply it to California. They apply it to New Jersey. That is not New Jersey. And actually, it's not New York either. But yet they still get this across. How do these, and not to attack the Democrats, because I was one for most of my life, you know. I was the old blue dog Democrat. Remember those? So I was that. But how do they stay in power? How do they stay in power? We all shake our heads. There's a way they're doing it. And I'm assuming that it's legal. But they always seem to retain power.
Well, I was speaking to Steve Moore a few minutes ago with you and talking about the cavalry is coming.
Yep.
New Jersey, last November, actually, Republicans took 6 seats,
there
and for the first time in a very long time, and there are many that are anxious, right? And actually, they just got through last time on, in their seats, and they're very nervous about it. So they are, you know, hiding behind the governor and letting him take some of the heat for some of these programs that you're talking about, and they're not passing. They're watering them down and passing them, trying to hold on to power. But I really believe that, you know, the entire legislature in New Jersey is on the ballot next year, which is a great, you know, opportunity for New Jersey to show that they are listening and they are watching. Because I mean, to your point, you know, dressing things up, the governor and the legislative leaders, I should say, are saying this is a tax cut. It's a lie. There are no tax cuts in this budget, right?
That's
there are rebate checks, sales tax holiday in August for, you know, crayons and pencils for school. And it's crazy what they're representing as tax. We need to stop spending government money.
I know, it's so true. So this $2 billion tax rebate program, not so much you're saying, right, Regina?
Oh, no, because we all know they're characterizing it as a permanent tax rebate. It gets funded every year. And when the revenues aren't flush like they are now, that's going to be one of the first things that goes, because it is a straight line savings. We need to reduce, actually, you know, at multiple levels in our government. And by the way, they're also thumbing their nose at businesses in New Jersey in a horrible way. Not only, you know, are they keeping the highest business tax in the country in this budget, but they've also, you know, not agreed to reduce the unemployment tax. So businesses are going to have, in July 1, they're going to have a tax increase. So there's no tax reduction. There's actually an increase for businesses in New Jersey.
You know, I loved Brendan Byrne, God bless him, rest his soul, but the guy that instilled the state income tax, I don't understand, Regina Ajaya, how Texas functions, how Florida functions without they're the size of countries, but the economy of countries, they have no state income tax. And I would love to see, you know, I've been with Jack Cittarelli a lot lately, you know, and Jack's going in again. And whoever goes in, no state income tax. I mean, can you imagine if they said that? We need the break. Or like what Governor Christie did, and say what you will about Governor Christie, you knew him very, very close, but he put that cap on the tax. Remember? He put the property tax. Yeah, and that was a lot. That saved people a lot of money. But we're not going to hear that from this administration. Maybe under Jack or whoever's going in next time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what Jack understands, and you know, what works in these other states is that a lower tax environment encourages businesses to grow jobs and give people more income and to spend in the economy, and it becomes a organic growth in the economy. That's what fuels incremental revenue, rather and just raising tax rates, which is what this administration is doing in New Jersey, raising the business tax rate, raising the personal income tax rate, raising the gas tax rate. Every rate keeps going up, and that's how they're suffocating, frankly, all the businesses and therefore the residents of the state.
That's so true. Before we let you go, and if you're listening outside the area, and we love, we have some more and more people listening, Regina, outside around the country, even around the world, which I love, very respectful of that. But Jersey's home to me, and I see a lot of the good things happening in New Jersey, if I may, and I know people will criticize Chris Christie. I mean, he and I have gone back and forth. It's a Jersey thing. I think Chris actually enjoys that. He enjoys that, you know.
Of course he does.
He's not never one to turn down a good fight. But where I want to give credit to Governor Christie, and again, please hold your thoughts, your opinions, on the governor of New Jersey. Wait, the way were you with him when he went into Camden and virtually with Mayor Redd at the time, if you remember, Regina, saved that city with George Norcross. Big shout out to George Norcross. You know, they saved Camden. What a brilliant story that I walked that street when it was the most dangerous city in America, Regina. I was the guy. I was the one guy walking Mount Ephraim Avenue. They turned it around. You turned it around. We thank you for that. That must have been an exciting time. I mean, and I wish the people around in Baltimore and St. Louis and Chicago and Milwaukee and Los Angeles, they should use that as a model. Yes.
Well, yes, and thanks for all those great words. And yes, I was there during that period, and you know, it was bipartisan to your point, but as importantly, it was safety first, right? That's that was the first step, was restructuring the law enforcement and bringing more on the street officers. And when people start to feel safe, then they're willing to, as you say, go out and walk the streets. Now, the investments were made in the medical school and the university and the hospitals all in that area. And that helps create stability also in the community. And it continues to really benefit from it. People don't talk. You remember, Joe, back, you know, 6-8 years ago, the murder capital of the world.
Oh.
And look, to your point, look what's happening in Chicago and Baltimore and all these cities. It is a model, I think, but it's got to be law enforcement and safety first.
It's so true. Newark, too. Shout out to my mentor, Raymond Chambers, who we all know and love. St. Raymond, we refer to him in Newark, New Jersey. It took 50 years, but we bought it back. And it's and we are, in New Jersey, an example that I think, and what Mayor Andre Saya is doing in Patterson, bringing cities back, very, very important. I wish that the rest of the country would look toward New Jersey in that regard. But your point is well taken, and what has to be understood by this governor, and it is not, we don't have $550 million. We don't have private planes. We don't have homes in Italy. We're struggling day to day. The taxes and the tolls are over the top in New Jersey, and someone's got to get a handle on it. Regina, thanks for being the great Jersey gal that you are and the hard work that you do for the great state of New Jersey. Proud to know you, and hopefully see you in person soon.
I hope so, Joe. Thanks for having me, and happy 4th.